Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers visits Maryland on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Second half of the season begins this weekend. We didn't expect to be here with a 1-5 record, but we definitely don't intend to stay here. I believe our locker room is full of guys that believe that we can and will get better. And I know others on the outside may be focused on negatives, but we're focused on building on the positives. And we got a bunch of guys that are all in and working really hard to keep trying to improve our football team as we head into the second half of the season. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up for any questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Kevin Allen, USA Today.
Hi, Coach. If you look at the college landscape, we've had two programs make major in-season switches with their coordinator, which obviously doesn't happen very often. I just wondered whether you had ever been part of a staff where that had happened, and as a head coach, how you would view the, you know, the challenges and the potential positives of such a dramatic move.
I have been part of one in-season coaching change before in my career. I believe it was in 2012 when I was at Wisconsin. It was with a position coach, not a coordinator. Never easy, never fun. You know, everybody's got different reasons for doing it, different situations that come up, you know, in a program. You know, there's obviously a lot of different things that go into those decisions. You know, some maybe personal things, coaching things, whatever it may be, maybe whatever is in the best interest of the unit, the team. And I'm sure each coach that makes that decision, you know, thinks through all those things, because it is a difficult decision for players and coaches and a staff and families involved. So, you know, why people do it, you know, again, it's those are situations that are up to the head coaches of those programs.
Do you think it would ever become a, you know, trend or more accepted, or do you think it always is going to be sort of an isolated circumstantial type situation?
I would hope it doesn't become a trend. As a coach in his profession, I would hope that wouldn't become a trend. I mean, we're all in this thing together. I know certain situations come up that you know, apply to different programs, and a head coach has to do what a head coach has to do for the best interest of his program. But, you know, for me and the people that I've been around, you know, the philosophy has been more about work through our problems together, and not necessarily blame, you know, people, you know, when things aren't going the way that they need to, you know, the way people expect them to go.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Brian Forsica, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Chris. You mentioned yesterday that the long-term goals of the program haven't changed, but I'm curious about, you know, the short-term goals. Have you set any new goals for the second half of the season, considering, you know, the ones you set at the beginning of the season haven't really panned out?
No, we haven't changed our goals. Our goal right now is just to get better every single day. And we've got to become a better, fundamentally sound football team in all three phases. And that's really what we have to continue to work on. You know, I mentioned yesterday, we're really, in my opinion, not that far off. We just have to be more consistent with a few things, and the results will change. And that's our focus, and that's what we try to work on every day.
Thanks, Chris.
And once again, to ask a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from James Cratch, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris. Just to clarify, Justin DeWitt, say, attempted that short field goal at the end of the game. Is it a length or exertion thing with him going forward? Maybe he can attempt shorter kicks but not the longer ones?
No, it's just going to be how he feels. I mean, right now he's got some muscular issues that he's working through. And, you know, it's just going to be a day-by-day, week-by-week deal on how he can get healthy and how he can manage it, and it's going to be totally up to him.
So there are certain kicks then that if he feels okay, you'll send him out there for?
Again, it's going to be totally up to him. I couldn't tell you right now today if he can or can't kick. You know, if it's a short kick, long kick, you know, I really don't know that. It's going to be totally up to him and how he goes, you know, each day.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you.